Hey guys, welcome back to the KC Power and Light District. This is Jesse Newell, KSports.com online. KSports.com online editor. I'm joined by Tom Keegan, Lawrence World Sports Editor. Tom, a great atmosphere out here again. A lot of KU fans, a lot of K-State fans. Both teams advancing to the second day of play.
Yeah, crummy weather's not keeping people away. You know, they got a lot of beer in them. They're just having a great time.
Usually beer helps people stay around, have a good time. It doesn't really matter. But we're going to bring to you a special cram session for this game. Tom, what are two things to look for from KU in this game coming up against Texas A&M?
Well, number one, Jesse, is to do a lot better job in transition in both directions. Yesterday in the opening round for KU, the quarterfinal, very sluggish in transition in both directions. Saw Bill Self having to urge him along. That should be a reflex by now, and I expect it will be today. See KU try to beat Texas A&M up and down the court and push the pace and play at the pace KU wants to play at. Second thing to look for is to have more than just Sherron Collins looking to set up Xavier Henry. Henry has again established himself as a big scorer, but you got to look for him. And you got to try to help him out and set him up. And it seems like more often than not, the only one doing that is Collins. If there's nothing in the post, kick it back out to Xavier on the three-point line. See if he can get off.
He's a very good shooter, and we've seen that stroke lately, Tom. Xavier Henry really has picked up in the second half of Big 12 play. Kind of went through that struggle first half, but lately he's been shooting the ball really well. Like you said, when you're driving the ball inside, remember one from Brady Morningstar yesterday in particular, drove the ball inside and then tried kind of a tough shot, looked back out to the perimeter. I remember Coach Self took him out at that time and said, hey, push the ball out. Push the ball out to the perimeter. KU's got some dangerous shooters. You got to get them out to him out on the perimeter against Texas A&M. Two things to look for from Texas A&M come up in this game. Number one, I mentioned this last game with them, but it still rings true, is free throws. It's such a big part of Texas A&M's game. After the game, Mark Turgeon was a little unhappy with the whistle he got down there in College Station for a home game, and it's because Texas A&M relies so much on free throws. I mean, they shoot 27 per game, they allow 20 per game, and they get about a fourth of their offense from free throws. So it's such a big part of that game. Last game against KU had 26 free throws, and Texas A&M only had 11. So that was a big swing for KU, a big reason they were able to hold down Texas A&M's points. In Texas A&M's losses this year, their 8 losses, they average giving up 29 free throws per game, Tom. So if KU can get to the line, can get guys in foul trouble, can get points from there, that's a big advantage for KU if they can do that like they did in College Station. Second thing I would look for, Donald Sloan. He's been playing really well, shooting 42% from three in his last 5 games. He had a tough game against KU last time. He started 4-for-5, had 8 straight points from that one point, played really well early, but from that point on, not very good at all. Ended 6-for-18, so what was that, 2-for-12 the rest of the way, or 2-for-13 the rest of the way? One of the best players in the conference, a guy that can shoot it, can get to the lane, but he did not show his best effort against KU. I think he's probably going to be ready to go against them again today.
Really good player.
Yeah, let's talk about a prediction for this game. Tom, what do you see coming from this game?
I'm going to say KU by 14. They're going to bring the energy right off the bat. More conventional starting time of 6 p.m. And also, it's not their first game. They played yesterday, and they didn't play well. So usually you don't play well, you rebound with a real good game.
I'm going to go KU by 13. Again, low possessions for Texas A&M. They'd like to slow it down. It's going to be tougher to open up a margin rather than against a team like Texas Tech. But I do like KU in this game. Kind of a bounce-back effort. A little bit, I guess, sleepwalking yesterday, if you want to say it a little bit. Not much energy in that game. I see more energy from KU today. They should be able to roll into the finals. Let's get to a Hawk to Rock, Tom. Who's your Hawk to Rock for this game?
I'm going to say Xavier Henry here because I think they will look for him on the perimeter, and he'll hit the offensive boards hard to get his own opportunities as well.
I like how you think. I got Xavier Henry as well. Last game, he was one of the leading scorers for KU, 12 points, 6 rebounds, but another way you can help him, he had 8 free throws, Tom. He can get to the free throw line, can create a shot. He's a matchup problem for Texas A&M. I like Xavier Henry in this game, whether he has to go get himself the points himself or if he gets some teammates to help him out.
A couple games in a row we've picked the same, and usually all year we didn't cross over much at all.
Great minds think alike. That's about all I can say. Well, from the KC Power and Light District Live, we're going to sign off here. For Tom Keegan, this is Jesse Newell. We're going to talk to you guys again before the next game.